Wednesday's primary elections will make or break candidates from the state house to town halls and decide the direction of the state's Republican and Democratic parties for the next 2 years. For both parties, the top contest is the governorship, where the establishment candidates, Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo and Republican Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, are the favorites. Raimondo, Rhode Island's first woman governor, has benefited from low unemployment and a growing economy. Yet she's faced challenges, including low job approval ratings, the failure of a state digital system dealing with food stamp and nursing home benefits, and the loss of the Pawtucket Red Sox baseball team to Massachusetts. Raimondo's refused to debate her two challengers, Matt Brown, a former Secretary of State, and Spencer Dickinson, a one-time state representative from South Kingstown. Brown is running to Raimondo's left, pushing such issues as single-payer health care and renewable energy. He's hoping to harness the progressive energy that fueled Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential primary victory over Hillary Clinton in the state. While Raimondo has spent about $4 million, much of it on television commercials, Brown's had difficulty raising money and putting together an organization. He's relied on a grassroots effort, collaborating with environmental and liberal groups. In a primary where organized labor has historically been influential, Brown hasn't attracted much union support, while Raimondo has endorsements from the building trades and service employees. On the Republican side, Fung has his party's endorsement and faces competition from two Republicans, House Minority Leader Patricia Morgan and Giovanni Ferrosi, a former state senator with a business background. Fung, too, has sought to limit debates. He agreed to just one on a small Woonsocket radio station in mid-afternoon. The Cranston mayor has also limited interactions with reporters, brushing away questions on such prickly topics as abortion and the Trump presidency. The other campaign that has drawn statewide interest is lieutenant governor on the Democratic side, where State Representative Aaron Regenberg, a Providence liberal known for his advocacy of paid family leave, abortion rights, and gun control, is challenging incumbent Dan McKee. Unlike Brown, Regenberg has raised money, run television spots, and attracted labor support. A major unknown is turnout. In 2014, almost 130,000 Democratic voters cast ballots in the three-way race won by Raimondo. Fung won the primary comfortably in a turnout of about 32,000. On Wednesday, there are a few of the urban mayoral primaries that generate votes in Rhode Island. 4 years ago, there was a spirited Providence mayoral primary. Now, Mayor Jorge Alorza is expected to cruise to renomination over two underfinanced challengers in the capital city. The modern turnout record of about 170,000 votes for a Democratic governor primary occurred in 1990, when outsider Bruce Sundland won a three-way election over the mayors of Warwick and Providence. The highest GOP participation, about 45,000, came in 1994, when Lincoln Allman defeated then-Congressman Ron Makely, now the president of Bryant University. On this week's ballot is a slate of progressive General Assembly candidates challenging Democratic establishment figures. Many of these progressives are driven by liberal stances on labor, the environment, and abortion rights. A factor in the statewide elections is where the progressive voters go in the governor and lieutenant governor elections. No Rhode Island governor has lost a renomination primary since 1994, when incumbent Sundland fell to State Senator Mirth York. While Raimondo's campaign predicts a strong turnout, pollster Joe Fleming of WPRI Television isn't so sure. He says the lack of urban mayoral campaigns and the view that the favorites will win may keep Democratic turnout under 100,000 and Republican participation at 25,000 or so. Because activists usually vote, Raimondo's camp says it is pushing turnout to ensure that she has a solid double-digit margin. Fung's ability to churn out Cranston voters is a hurdle for his opponents in a small voter pool. As the Bible says, the race isn't always to the swift and strong, but that's the way to bet.